39 Meaningful Reasons to Invest in Your Public Speaking Skills. Hi, my name is Paul Toby, and thank you for downloading this audio recording. We used to live in a world where if you were average, you got average results. We don't live in that world anymore. We used to live in a world where if you were good at what you do, you got good results. We don't live in that world anymore. We used to live in a world where if you were great at what you do, you achieved great results. We do not live in that world anymore. The world that we live in now requires you to be great. The world that we live in now requires you to be great on top of being great. You need to learn how to be uncommonly great. You need to add 2 millimeters on top of great to become uncommonly great. Standing out in today's competitive marketplace is the golden key to personal and professional success. In my experience, nothing works better, faster, or more efficiently in elevating your personal and professional success than public speaking and presenting. In my world, it is everything. It has brought me more opportunity, more engagement, more financial reward, and more personal fulfillment, than I could have ever thought possible. Yes, it is true that I am mostly known as a digital marketing expert, but I can tell you the reason why I am known is because mostly of my uncommon ability to present my ideas to others. That did not happen by accident. I've had 9 different public speaking trainers and mentors. Somehow, I innately knew that it was going to be important, and I am super grateful for the important, and I am super grateful for the opportunity to be able to learn from others, and the results have been remarkable. But it's of concern to me the number of people who still underestimate how powerful public speaking can be to one's career. I think it's a case of you just don't know what you don't know. So what I've decided to do is create this article to shed some light on why you should invest in your public speaking skills. In this most important area of skills development. Learning to present well, or rather learning to present in an uncommon fashion, is paramount to your success in just about everything you do. Here are 39 really meaningful reasons to do it. 39 reasons to invest in your ability to present. 39 reasons why you want to take a leadership position. 39 reasons to change your life. And 39 reasons to step back into it and never look back. Reason number 39. Because leaders are speakers by default. No matter how you slice it, leaders are called upon to speak. And when you speak, you will be considered a leader. It works both ways. When you stick a microphone on your head or stand behind a podium, and there is an audience in front of you, people in that audience cannot help but feel that you are in some way leading. Of course, the information that you share and the way that you deliver it depends on the amount of experience that you have. However, the opposite is true as well. If you do not speak, you will not be considered a leader. Not presenting is basically your way of saying, "My information is my own, and I don't want to share it with anyone." This is a mistake. All leaders are called upon to speak because they possess experience and information that can empower others. And when you withhold that information, you are diminishing the perception of others that you are indeed a leader. Reason number 38, because bored people don't buy anything. In almost every conference and trade show that I attend, I take the time to be present at other people's presentations. First and foremost, the reason that I do this is because I want to learn something. I'm always in learning mode. But in the vast majority of cases, I am disappointed. Not because the presenters do not have experience, and certainly not because they don't have good information. But the main reason that I am not excited is because they don't excite me. If you want me to keep from getting bored, then you will have to be an exemplary If you want me to keep from getting bored, then you will have to become an exemplary presenter. If you want me to keep from getting bored, then you will have to be an exemplary presenter. If you want me to keep from getting bored, then you will have to be an exemplary presenter. That means you have to put more emphasis on the context of your presentation versus the content. In other words, if all you have to rely on is some great PowerPoint slides and a ton of information that will inevitably bore most people to death. In other words, if all you have to rely on is some great PowerPoint slides and a ton of information, that will inevitably bore most people to death. In fact, the number one mistake that most speakers make is they fill their presentations with content only, and they fill it up to the brim. The norm is to pack as much information into a single presentation as you can. What is the reason for this? Most of all, I think it's to make you look smart. But how much information can any one person absorb if they are not engaged? Not very much. Context is far more important than content, and I would encourage you to take some serious public speaking training on context. That means finding templates that engage audiences and make people sit up and listen. In most cases, this is not an inherent trait, and no matter how funny you think you are or how comfortable you are on stage, information will never engage people. Only information with great context will engage. Reason number 37, because you will attract attention. It is said that advertising is a tax on the unremarkable. Being unremarkable means remaining low-key, out of sight, out of mind, and out of touch. And when you remain unremarkable, you will always have to spend more money on advertising. But one of the most effective free advertising and promotion strategies you will ever find is to learn how to speak and get more speaking engagements. In most cases, it will be absolutely free promotion for you, your products, and your expertise. Very few things have ever attracted as much attention in my life as the ability to speak and engage an audience. In almost every convention, conference, trade show, and training session that I speak at, I am amazed at the number of people that respond, not just with good intentions and comments, but with actions. Actions like purchasing books and registering for seminars. People will always be attracted to the person who stands out, and nothing stands out more at a personal and professional events And nothing stands out more at personal and professional events than speakers. At any conference, you can choose to be the person in the seat with the... At any conference, you can choose to be the person in the seat or the person on the stage. Which one do you think attracts more attention? Reason number 36, because you will attract more money. Not only do good speakers get paid for their presentations, but there is even more money to be made by becoming an exemplary promoter. As mentioned before, the attention you will attract and the free advertising that you will gain by speaking will have a tremendous impact on your bottom line. The concept of speak to sell is an important concept that very few speakers actually understand. Without going into too much detail, I can tell you that in my professional career, nothing has earned nearly as much money as speaking. Not necessarily in the sense that I get paid a lot of money to speak, but in the sense that every presentation becomes a promotional springboard for my business and my career. And while the promotion of your business is an obvious advantage, it goes much deeper than that. I'm talking about the world of attraction and the universal law. What goes around comes around. What you give out, you get back. And the more you help others get what they want, the more you can have what you want. And if money is one of the things that you want to attract, then the more you help others with your presentations, the more money it makes its way into your life. Many people underestimate the power of helping. Helping is actually way better than selling, and when you present, you are deep down truly in helping mode. Then you will attract situations, circumstances, people, and ultimately more money into your life. This is the law of attraction at work. It is the universal law of giving and receiving that is at play. Try to remember, however, that packing your presentations full of information is not necessarily the best way to help others. If you truly want to help others, put a finite amount of information into your presentations, but make sure that people are literally on the edge of their seats and willing to absorb it. Reason number 35, because you can market your business. You don't even have to market your business to be marketing your business. Speaking is one of those things that has a direct impact on your business, and you literally do not even have to mention your business. In fact, the less you mention your business, the better it will be. Talk about your successes and the people that you've helped, and that will go way further to promoting your business than telling people how amazing your business is. If you do not want to talk about your business, then talk about it in the context of things that you've actually done, not the information that you will share. Speak in the form of stories that have a beginning, middle, and end. Stories are memorable, and they will have a tremendous impact on your business if people can see that you've actually lived your experiences. People can relate far more to a story than they can to a promotion. So don't go into your next presentation looking to promote. Go into it with a few stories that illustrate how much your ideas and your training has impacted your business and your life. Reason number 34, because clarity is power. Have you ever heard the phrase, "They took it completely out of context"? What happens when you take something out of context? It means something else than was initially intended. Few things have a bigger negative impact. It means something else than was initially intended. Few things have a bigger negative impact on your presentations than being unclear. When you are clear, you are powerful. When you are unclear, you are weak. And when you do not have context, you are unclear and weak. And when you do not have context, you are unclear and weak. I encourage you to seek out as much information as you can about context. Good context means that you are communicating in the best possible manner. Bad context means that you are boring and unclear. Creating the perception of power means doing as much as you can to hone your public speaking skills to do one thing: be clear. The only reason that I've had 9 different public speaking teachers and mentors is because my main goal is to be as crystal clear as I possibly can. And that means learning as much as I can about the concept of engaging an audience and keeping them focused on a single learning point. Too many learning points and confusion ensues. And there is nothing worse in a presentation than confusion and chaos. Reason number 33. Because people buy from people they like, know, and trust. No matter how smart you think you are and how much great information you think you convey to others through your presentations, that doesn't mean people will like you. If you want people to like you, then you'll have to learn how to do that. Most people are not likable by default, and even less so when they're trying to speak without any training. You're not likable by default, and it will take a tremendous amount of work and training on your part to get to the point where you can purposefully help other people to like you. For example, if you want people to like you from the start, do not begin with your presentations. Do not begin your presentations with, "Hi, my name is Paul, and I'm here to talk about, example, the second law of thermodynamics." In other words, if you want people to like you, it's not about you, it's about them. So if you want them to like you, start with them. I always start my presentations with a couple of questions that generally engage people and help me to get to know people better. It also helps me learn about them so that I can tailor my presentations to them. When people start to like you, they will make a bigger effort to know you, and when they feel that they know you, they will start to trust you. Trust is the number one thing you need to build in order to get people to do what you want them to do. For example, buy a book, a product, a seminar, or anything else that you want to sell. No trust, no sales. Reason number 32. Because you will feel good about helping others. When you feel good, you will be in attraction mode, and you will always feel good about helping others. One of the biggest benefits that you will ever find from learning how to communicate with audiences is that you will always feel good about your presentations. That's not to say you won't have some hiccups during your presentations that you will try to improve on. That will always be the case. But the universal concept of helping will always be inherent within your presentations. Knowing that you want to help will make you feel good. And feeling good is the basis of all good things that will come to you in your lifetime. Have you ever noticed that when you feel good, you start to attract more things that feel good? Have you ever noticed, in contrast, that when you feel bad, you attract a never-ending series of problems? You can never ever feel bad about trying to help. So my advice is that you do everything in your power to hone your public speaking skills to the point where you not only feel comfortable about presenting, but you feel deep down that you are in service of others. Helping mode will make you and everyone around you feel good, and you and everyone around you feels good. And when you and everyone around you feels good, you will attract more than ever. And when everyone else around you feels good, you will attract more than you ever thought possible. Reason number 31, because people talk. People will talk a lot about your poor presentation, but they will talk even more if it's great. In the context of presentations, people are your greatest promoters. It's one thing for you to promote yourself. It's another thing entirely for others to promote you. In fact, when others promote you, it is seen as 10 times more powerful than you promoting yourself. And these days, people don't only talk amongst themselves, they talk on social media as well. I'll talk more about this later, but for now, it suffices to say that when your presentation enrolls and engages 100% of the audience, and people leave the room with a good feeling, they will talk about you. What would you want them to say? Would you want them to say that they had an okay time or they had a great time? Would you want them to say that they learned very little or they learned a ton? Would you want them to say that they were bored or that they were on the edge of their seats? The choice is yours. You can continue to do things the way you've always done them and get average results, or you can do everything in your power to learn some new context and strategies for engaging audiences. You either stand out or you get lost in the shuffle. Reason number 30, because the media notices speakers. Few things have an impact on your career and your business as much as media attention. It's one thing for you to say you're good at something, it's another thing for the media to say it. When you get media exposure, whether it's radio, television, newsprint, or even social media, it can go a long way to springboarding you into the public eye. And depending on your public speaking ability and the context and content of your presentations, it could have the possibility of attracting a lot of media attention. In almost every conference that I speak at, there's media in the building. And sometimes, all you have to do is seek them out and let them know that you're speaking at the event and ask if they'd be interested in doing an interview. I was once at the National Publicity Summit, run by a gentleman by the name of Steve Harrison. It's an event to put authors, speakers, and subject matter experts together with media outlets. And I remember very clearly Mr. Harrison saying, "If you put yourself in a position to be famous, you can have anything you want." Without media attention, you can never create the perception that you're a famous leader. Therefore, make it your plan to speak more and put yourself more in front of the media. Any publicity is good publicity, and speakers get noticed. Reason number 29, because trade shows and conferences need you more than you need them. The level of presentation skills that I see at most trade shows and conferences is extremely weak. In fact, most, if not all, of the presenters have very little in the way of public speaking training. Most feel that if they're comfortable on stage and they have good PowerPoint slides, that it makes a compelling presentation. Of course, this is beginner mentality. If you want to hone your public speaking skills, then you'll have to do everything in your power to take courses and find mentors to help you. When you do this, you'll notice that your skills will be augmented significantly, especially in comparison to everyone else at the conference. Therefore, I can assure you with utmost certainty that these trade shows and conferences need you more than they need average presenters. And they certainly need you more than you need them. When you negotiate your trade show package and your booth, make sure that you ask for a speaking spot. Sometimes it will cost you a little money to do this, but you can always pay less than most people by letting them know that you're a trained professional. And of course, if you have a great press kit, a one sheet, and video, this can go a long way to showing your professionalism. It's actually not that hard to get a speaking spot at many conferences. You just have to know how to approach them. Reason number 28, because it will help you focus your thoughts. Most success coaches and mentors talk about focus being the one element that can truly make things happen. What you focus on tends to expand into your life. Putting together a powerful presentation is an activity which requires focus, and when you're focused, you will attract. It's as simple as that. Unfortunately, most people create their lives by default rather than by design, and they take whatever comes along. Their focus is distracted. They focus on daily activities and other distractions which will always maintain status quo. But if you want to grow, you'll have to learn how to focus on the things that you always... But if you want to grow, you will have to learn how to focus on the things that you want versus the things that you do not want. Of course, you actually have to know what you really want. Funnily enough, most people do not know. They know what they don't want, but very few can state with certainty what it is they actually want. Most people put up with things that they do not want, thinking that this is what they have to do. This is far from what is actually reality. In my reality, everything that I focus on makes its way eventually into my life. It may not happen immediately, but I have the patience and the self-discipline to make it happen in the time that it takes. As a professional speaker and trainer, I am completely self-disciplined in the art of putting together and presenting presentations which enroll and engage audiences 100% of the time. My focus is nothing less than 100%, and anything less than 100% is less than good enough. Reason number 27, because people will admire you. Your goal should not be to have people admire you. Most people can only put their focus on you for a small period of time before they move on to the next thing or person that they put their focus on. You cannot hold people's focus on you for significant periods of time. However, when you present in an enrolling, engaging manner, people will naturally admire and respect you. When they do, it makes it easier for you to reach them in more ways than one. One way is that you'll reach their subconscious mind, and subliminally and subconsciously, they will buy into what you're saying. And when people buy into what you're saying, they'll buy into what you're selling. Another way is that when people admire you, they will talk about you in a positive manner to others who could also become admirers. Be careful though. As I mentioned before, your goal should not be to have people admire you. It will happen on its own if you are professional and powerful. Leaders get noticed, and when they get noticed, they will be admired. This is the natural order of things. Reason number 26, because the world needs more leaders. If you're not familiar with what a lemming is, it's a small rodent with a very small brain. And lemmings are born followers. They don't even have leaders. Leaders lead by accident, and the other lemmings follow along. If the lead lemming falls off the side of a cliff, all of the other lemmings will follow. Humans are very much like this. People like to belong to something. A friend and fellow speaker once said, "People have a longing for belonging." This is a great thing to be part of a tribe and a community. However, every tribe and community needs leaders. Unlike lemmings, every tribe and community needs a leader. Unlike lemmings, they need someone with vision and focus. Why can't that be you? Leaders are not chosen, you must choose. Success is not for the chosen few, but for the few who choose it. You must make a conscious choice to be a leader. And when you make that choice, you will begin to realize that leaders present their ideas and thoughts to other people in a cohesive manner. You must make the choice to be a speaker and a leader. Speakers are leaders. If the world did not have leaders, most people would not know what to do. And I can tell you with 100% certainty that if you make the choice to be a leader, the world needs more of that type of focus than it needs the focus of followers. Followers don't have much focus. They're willing to support and promote, but do not want to make hard decisions. Most people do not want to take the responsibility of making decisions for fear of making mistakes. However, leaders inherently know that without mistakes, growth cannot occur. So be willing to make many mistakes as a speaker and a leader. Why? Because leaders and speakers are people who think they know where they're going. And when you think you know, others will follow. And when they follow, your company your career, and your reputation grows. Reason number 25, because you'll sell more books. Would you rather be a best writing author or a best-selling author? I think most people would say the latter. Therefore, if you want to sell more books, then you must speak. In my experience, unless you're a famous author, you will sell way more books from the stage than you will ever sell on your website or even on Amazon. There are, of course, certain exceptions to this rule, especially if you understand how Amazon marketing really works. But if you want to sell physical books, then speaking is one great way to do it. I would highly recommend that you print your books on demand, 100 or 200 at a time, and have a table at the back of the room or in the hallway just outside the presentation room. Seed your book several times during your presentation by making reference to the content in the book. Don't forget to hold it up when you talk about it. And you can also make a cash offer for your book, which is more attractive and more convenient for the people in the audience to pick it up. In most cases, you will find that you will actually sell more of your books that you bring with you. In most cases, you will find that you will actually sell most of your books that you bring with you. In many cases, people will not even read the book, but that doesn't matter. At least you'll have the revenue. The perception of people that you're an author will also earn you more admiration and respect. Reason number 24, because your business will grow. Most people do not get into business just to get by. They get into business to grow something of value for their future, the future of their family, and the future of the people that they hire. If your business is not growing, it's dying. And if you truly want to grow your business to the capacity that you're able to, then improving your public skill. Then improve your public speaking skills. As a leader and a speaker, you will attract the attention of others. And when you attract attention, all of that energy and focus will go into helping you grow your business. In my experience, business growth is directly proportional to the amount of time and energy that I put into making my presentations powerful. Weak presentations will attract weak results. Powerful presentations will attract powerful people, situations, and circumstances, which will aid in the growth of your business.